上节我们扒了交了税的祖师爷陈恩之。
In the previous issue, we dissected the legendary figure Chen Anji, who had paid taxes.
今天这期拉出两个 2.0 时代的代表人物。
Today, I'm going to introduce two representatives from the 2.0 era.
一个是苏引华，大脑银行的老板。
One is the boss of the Brain Bank of Seju Yinhua.
另一个是张琪。
Another is Zhang Kai.
号称新商业，表面看是两个物种。
Apparently, from a commercial perspective, there are two species.
但你把皮扒开，里边的骨头一模一样。
But the bones inside are exactly the same after removing the skin.
他们都是陈安之成功学的嫡系传人。
They are all direct descendants of Chen Anji's success system.
只不过换了身衣服。
Just changed clothes.
先说苏引华，这人给自己编了一套故事。
Let's start with the fact that Su Yinghua fabricated a story for himself.
什么破产卖房
？What's the point of selling a house in bankruptcy?
兜里只剩两毛钱。
2 cents left in my pocket.
靠成功学翻身。
Turn your life around with the help of success.
这个故事漏洞百出。
This story is full of holes.
他真正的第一桶金是2003年拿了陈安之课程。
His first real fortune came from taking Chen Anji's course in 2003.
在上海的总代理，靠卖成功学赚的。
In Shanghai, the authorized dealer makes money by selling success.
他根本不是成功学的受益者。
He was not a beneficiary of the success myth,
而是卖成功学的受益者。
Instead, he became a beneficiary of the success.
2010年
2010,
他创立了大脑银行。
He founded a brain bank.
在苏州太湖边花了4.8亿。
Spent 480 million yuan on the lakeside in Seju.
盖了一栋实体总部大楼。
Built a building.
为什么要盖楼
？Why build a building?
三个目的：第一，信用背书。
The first purpose is to obtain credit endorsement.
这么大
，How big?
一栋楼放在这儿。
A building is here.
你不会觉得他明天跑路
？You will think he'll run away tomorrow.
第二
，Second，
降低开会成本。
Reduce exchange costs.
楼里有3000平米的大会场。
The building has a large hall of 3,000 square meters.
不用到处租场地了。
No need to rent venues everywhere.
第三。
Third.
这栋楼本身就是广告。
This building itself is an advertisement.
每一个走进的人都会想。
He walked in and immediately thought.
这人确实成功了。
This person is indeed successful.
我应该跟他学。
I should learn from him.
学。他的课程漏斗也很经典，980元的课引流，4800元的总裁。
His course funnel also attracts 4,800 yuan of presidential level students with a tuition fee of 998 yuan.
商业思维是核心产品。
Business thinking is the core product.
网上还有几万到398,000的私董会，高峰期。
There are still a few thousand to 398,000 private companies with peak periods.
一场课能来8000人。
8,000 people can attend a class.
你算算，一场课的门票收入就接近4000万，人。
If a class has a ticket revenue of nearly 40 million,
营收14亿
revenue of 140 million,
就是这么来的。
That's how it is.
至于课的内容
As for the content of the lesson,
说穿了就一句话
To put it simply,
第一天讲点常识
Day 1, let's talk about common sense.
第二天开始推销高价课。
Start promoting high-priced courses from the second day.
中间用互动游戏喊口号，填时长。
interactive games, shouting slogans, and filling time.
让你觉得值。
Make you feel worthwhile.
至于你回去能不能用上。
As for whether you can use it when you return.
那是你的事。
That's your business.
黑猫投诉上关于大脑银行的投诉。
The black man is complaining about the bank's actions.
投诉一堆，核心就一个词。
A group of core words.
词，退款难，交了四千。
I'm having trouble getting a refund of 4,800.
八没上课不退。
No refunds if not attended.
退，报了38万的课。
I took a lot of courses.
只上了赠课。
Only give away free lessons.
剩下的不给退。
The remaining ones are not returned.
甚至有人直接指控他拉人头搞传销。
Some even directly accused him of recruiting people and engaging in pyramid schemes.
你看，苏引华的模式和陈安之的有什么区别？
What are the differences between Su Yihua's pattern and Chen Anji's?
就是把陈安之的临时帐篷升级成了实体神殿。
Upgrade Chen Anji's temporary tent into a real store.
进门容易，出门难的毛病一点没改。说完
，The problem of it's easy to get in, but difficult to get out has not been resolved.
苏引华
，Su Yinuo，
我们看张琪。
Let's look at the lesson.
如果说苏引华是在现实世界里砌墙
，If Su Yinuo was building a wall in the real world，
墙，那张琪就是在算法世界里织网。张琪的走。
That's the story of Zhang Kai, who is a weaver in the world of algorithms.
红靠的不是他自己。
It's not about him.
而是他背后的 MCN 机构博商。博商打造张琪用了一套叫1:10:100的矩阵打法。
Instead, the Mackin organization behind him used a 1-to-1, 1-to-100 matrix strategy to defeat Zhang Kai.
一个张琪在上面讲。
Bangkok is speaking on top.
十个操盘手在下面捡。
10 traders are picking below.
然后发到100个矩阵账号上。
Then send it to 100 matrix accounts.
你刷抖音，刷到一个是他，刷到另一个还是他。
Did you see someone on Douyin who was watching another video, or was it him?
你以为他火遍全网了。
You think he's become famous all over the internet?
其实是一套工业化的流量生产线。
In fact, it is an industrialized traffic production line.
靠这套打法。
With this strategy,
他一个月卖课入账上千万，365元的线上课。
He earns millions of yuan per month through online courses, with a total of 365 yuan.
首月卖了7万多份。
Sold 70,000 units in the first month.
然后从线上课引流到线下课。2,980元。
Then, from online courses to offline courses, the revenue is 2,980 yuan.
9,800元，几万的私董会，一路往上收割。
9,800 yuan, a private meeting, constantly increasing the price.
但学员反馈怎么样？
What is the feedback from the students?
大量投诉说。
Numerous complaints have been received.
他的课内容空洞，都是拼凑的段子和鸡汤。
His lessons were empty and consisted of disjointed jokes and platitudes.
有人花高价去线下课。
Some people spend a lot of money to attend offline classes.
发现他团队逼单比讲课还卖力，上来就让你买几万的私董会。
His team is more aggressive in selling than teaching. They immediately try to sell you a private conference for several thousand.
而据接近博商的内部人士透露
，According to a source close to Bo Shang.
张琪本人从课程利润里能分到的大概只有10%。
Chen Kai could only get about 10% of the profit from the course.
就是说大。
That is to say,
部分都被那个掌握流量和账号的机构拿走了。
Most of the traffic and accounts were taken over by those who control the flow and accounts.
其表面上是导师。
Gang Kai appeared to be a mentor.
本质上是机构推出的一个流量产品。
In essence, it is a traffic product launched by an institution.
而且他也开始追 AI 的风口了。
And he also started following the trend of our.
现在卖起了 AI 获客。
Now AI is being used for lead generation.
同样被指控虚假宣传、诱导消费。这
also accused of promoting consumption.
思路跟陈安之2025年那本 AI 成功学没什么区别。
This approach is similar to Chen Anji's AI success published in 2025.
就是换了个壳继续卖。
Just change the shell and continue to sell.
两个人放在一起看。
Two people are together.
你会发现一个很有意思的对比。
You will find a very interesting contrast.
苏引华是重资产盖大楼。
Zhu Yinhua built a large building.
搞回销，一场课几千人，面对面收割。张琪是轻资产。
And from 2,000 lessons, the teacher sold against Zhang Kai, who was a light asset.
搞矩阵号。
Matrix number.
投流量。
Traffic.
算法轰炸，线上收割。一个线下，一个线上，看着是两种生物。
Algorithm bombing, harvesting a line, one online, one offline.
但你把他们和陈安之放在一起。
But if you put them together with Tannen,
你会发现内核完全一样。
You will find that the core is exactly the same.
都有草根逆袭的人设故事。
There are many stories about people who have risen from humble beginnings.
都有从低价到高价的课程漏斗，都面临交付不符、退款难的争议。
Both the low-priced and high-priced course funnels face the controversy of delivering unsatisfactory results and resulting in difficult refunds.
唯一的区别是什么？
What is the only difference?
苏引华卖的是思维。
Zhu Yinhua sells thinking.
张琪卖的是认知和流量。
Gang Kai sells cognition and traffic.
陈安之卖的是成功，换了个词而已。
Chen Anji is just changing the word success to something else.
说到底，他们都是成功学的 2.0 版本。
Ultimately, they are all 2.0 versions of the success formula.
苏引华把成功学装进了实体大楼。
Zhu Yinhua turned the principles of success into a physical building.
张琪把成功学装进了短视频算法。工具变了。
Gang Kai transformed the principles of success into a short video algorithm tool.
收割的对象没变。
The object of the harvest remains the same.
还是那群焦虑的、想走捷径的人。
Still those who are anxious and want to take shortcuts.
下期是这个系列的最后一期。
The next one will be the last episode of this series.
我们来扒 3.0 版本 AI 获客。
Let's break down the 3.0 version of AI getting the upper hand.
看看现在那帮人是怎么用 AI 这个词包装出新一轮焦虑税的。
Let's see how those people are using the term AI to create a new round of anxiety tax now.